Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called What's the Role of Curiosity in Learning? Let's dive in. Every time we hand students a worksheet to memorize facts, we're accidentally teaching them that learning means accepting answers without questions. But here's what research shows. The most innovative minds in every field, from science to art to business, share one trait. They never stopped asking, "What if?" Today, we're flipping the script from memorization to curiosity cultivation. Curiosity is the engine of inquiry-based learning. It drives students to ask better questions, not just find right answers. When students wonder, why does this work, or what would happen if, they're practicing the same thinking patterns that lead to breakthrough discoveries. Innovation teaching means designing lessons that start with student questions, not teacher answers. The neuroscience backs this up beautifully. Research from UC Davis shows curious brains release dopamine, making information stick better than rote repetition ever could. The curiosity gap theory proves students learn more when they're genuinely puzzled and want to close knowledge gaps. This aligns perfectly with constructivist learning. Students build understanding actively, not passively receive it. Here's a simple strategy I call question before answer. Before introducing any new concept, give students 30 seconds to write down what they're genuinely curious about regarding the topic. Use their questions to guide your lesson instead of your predetermined script. End class by asking, "What new questions do you have now?" instead of, "What did you learn?" Let me share a real example. Last month, instead of teaching photosynthesis through textbook diagrams, I started by showing students a dying houseplant and a thriving one. Students immediately asked, "Why is one dying? What makes plants healthy? Could we save the dying one?" We spent 3 weeks designing experiments to answer their questions, testing light, water, soil, even talking to plants. They discovered photosynthesis principles themselves and retained the concepts months later because they owned the learning process. One student told me, "I never knew science was about solving mysteries I actually care about." This week, try the curiosity-first approach. Start one lesson with a puzzling observation, image, or question that makes students wonder. Don't explain anything initially. Just capture their natural questions and let those questions drive where the lesson goes. You'll be amazed how much more engaged and innovative their thinking becomes. When we nurture curiosity in our classrooms, we're not just teaching subjects, we're teaching students how to stay intellectually alive in a rapidly changing world. The students who learn to ask bold questions today become the innovators who solve tomorrow's problems we haven't even imagined yet. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. And keep an eye out for my upcoming book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom, launching in January 2026 with a companion workbook full of lesson plans and activities you can use right away. Follow along on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovay and Roth for updates.